WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things discipline and growth. Ever feel like you're constantly running on autopilot? Like you're just going through the motions without really connecting with yourself or figuring out what truly matters? We've all been there. Life can get pretty hectic, right? Between deadlines, social obligations, and just trying to keep our heads above water, it's easy to lose sight of ourselves in the chaos. But guess what? We deserve a space where we can breathe, reflect, and actually grow as individuals. That's what this episode is all about, creating a safe haven for self-reflection and growth. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-reflection? Sounds intense. Don't worry, I'm not talking about some serious therapy session here. This is about carving out pockets of time and space where you can just check in with yourself, explore your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and figure out how to move forward in a way that feels authentic and fulfilling. It's like hitting the refresh button on your soul, you know? Here's the thing, creating this safe space is more important than ever in today's world. We're constantly bombarded with information, opinions, and expectations from everyone around us. It can be overwhelming. Having a dedicated space for self-reflection helps you filter out the noise and reconnect with your inner voice, the one that knows what's truly best for you. Ready to dive in? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own sanctuary of self-discovery. 1. Identify your unique needs. Think about what makes you feel safe, grounded, and comfortable. Is it a quiet corner in your home, a park bench with a view, or even just putting on your favorite headphones and stepping away from the digital world? Don't underestimate the power of finding what truly resonates with you. 2. Schedule it in. Just like any important appointment, self-reflection deserves a spot on your calendar. Even if it's just 10 minutes a day, treat it as a non-negotiable commitment to yourself. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, right? Your mental well-being is just as crucial. 3. Embrace the power of silence. We live in a world that's always on, but true self-reflection often requires some quiet contemplation. Turn off the notifications, put down your phone, and give yourself permission to simply be present with your thoughts and feelings. You might be surprised by what surfaces when you create space for stillness. 4. Journal your way to insight. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-discovery. It allows you to process emotions, explore ideas, and gain clarity on your goals and values. Don't worry about perfect grammar or structure. Just let your thoughts flow freely onto the page. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, self-reflection isn't about beating yourself up for past mistakes or striving for some unattainable ideal. It's about cultivating compassion and understanding for yourself as a unique individual. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your challenges, and remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. Picture this. You're sitting in your favorite cozy spot. Maybe it's a sunny window seat with a cup of tea or a quiet hammock under the stars. You close your eyes for a few minutes, focusing on your breath and allowing any tension to melt away. Then you open your journal and start writing. What comes out? Maybe it's a realization about a past relationship, a spark of inspiration for a new project, or simply a feeling of deep gratitude for the good things in your life. See, this isn't some mystical experience. It's about creating a consistent practice that allows you to tap into your inner wisdom and make conscious choices aligned with your values. It's about showing up for yourself with curiosity, kindness, and an open mind. So, remember, Building a safe space for self-reflection is an investment in yourself, a gift that keeps on giving. When you prioritize this practice, you unlock the power to live a more authentic, fulfilling, and meaningful life. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to create space for self-reflection? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Discipline Switch so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep growing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.